One in five people say, hey, Valentine's Day, we need to cancel it. Get that out of here.
Can you really just do that? Cancel a holiday?
Well, I mean, I would say yes, because Valentine's Day, first of all, is not a real holiday. And I do love love. I don't want people to say, Joe, you're so heartless. You're the Grinch of love. No, I just think that there's so much...
The Grinch of love.
There's so much emphasis on the wrong parts of Valentine's Day, because there are some great things that are with Valentine's Day, just like holidays. If you celebrate Christmas, there's so much there, not about necessarily the material possessions, but the love you feel, the joy, the kindness you spread to people. That's what it's about. And me personally, yes, I wish we could cancel Valentine's Day immediately. But Mackenzie, you are on the complete opposite spectrum of that.
I love Valentine's Day. And I know people are like, oh, it's made up by Hallmark and the industry. And of course, it is a money maker. Like, every day should be Valentine's Day, but I like the sentiment. It's a day of love. I mean, I don't know. I think I love it. I thought that it's on a Friday this year. I think it's very sweet. Like, my little girl's getting her Valentine's Day. That brings me back memories of class. You make your little shoe box, right?
Uh-huh.
And I just think it's a sweet day that people are kind to each other. That's what I think I love about it.
I want to have a little poll here with the Joe McKenzie family. 833-563-2539. We got McKenzie kind of representing, like, yes, Valentine's Day. Don't take anywhere. Actually, celebrate as much as you can. It's a great thing. And me saying, you know what? Let's remove it. And the reason why, can I give a few reasons why?
Is it because dudes feel pressure to step it up and you panic?
One of them, in no particular order, yes. Way too much pressure.
Yeah.
It's super expensive. Everything goes up on Valentine's Day. A dinner normally is like $100. Suddenly it's $200 because of their Valentine's Day dinner special.
Tell my poor dad. So my anniversary, I got married on Valentine's Day.
Oh my gosh.
So as you can imagine, and we had long stem roses at everyone's place setting. My cake was stuffed with different layers of like different colors of roses. But every rose was like double, triple the price point because it was Valentine's Day.
That's insane. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Then another reason why I think we should get rid of Valentine's Day is, what about all the people that are single? All the pressure of having somebody for that day, you feel so alone and you're sad, and all you got is your cat or your dog that'll lick you while you eat ice cream and you cry watching movies.
Oh, that is sad. I don't know. There's lots of like fun Galentine stuff that happens for girls, for ladies.
I mean, what does everybody think? 833-563-2539. Live the web girl. Mackenzie got her side. You obviously are in a relationship now. Does your opinion differ? Or has it always been the same kind of with Valentine's Day?
Mine has always been the same. I've never been a giant Valentine's Day girl. I'm very indifferent about it.
So like, take it or leave it.
Yeah, exactly. When I was single, I wasn't more sad about being single on Valentine's Day. Like, being around couples on Valentine's Day when I was single did not affect me any more than any other day. And I, like, even when I'm in a relationship, it's like, yeah, like, me and my boyfriend might go out to dinner, but like, if not, like, okay. Like, I don't care. I'm just very indifferent. I just think it's kind of another day. If you want to celebrate and have fun with it, go big. Oh my gosh, absolutely. Like, it's an excuse to do it. So have fun with it. But like, if you don't want to do anything, then like, who cares? It's not like, it's just another day. It's not like Christmas or like where you're off for 2 weeks.
Now,
and you're
you
not,
will sway
like,
me. If I can get Valentine's Day off as the company holiday, then yes.
Oh, there it is.
Then I'm okay
holiday.
With that.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Okay. We got a few things going on. Chops, are we all good in the hood? Do I need to stall a little bit?
We should be good in like a couple minutes. We got
use
a surprise
your words.
For Mackenzie.
What is happening?
We have a surprise for you. So,
oh no.
Let's keep the love train going for Valentine's Day.
Zac Efron is in the lobby?
No,